Saludos nuestra gente and welcome to our new season of Latina Theory, a Spanglish podcast sin vergüenzas. I'm your host, Maria Isa, along with my co-host,
Jessica Lopez Lyman.
And we are two proud Minnesotanas, a Boricua and a Chicana, proud of where we come from and where we are now. We're here to create dialogue focused on Latinx opinions regarding current events, health, politics, race, edutainment, and a music playlist asazonado with Latinx contemporary, alternative, soul, hip-hop, reggae, reggaeton, cumbia, R&B, salsa, ritmos afro-latinos y más.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Toda la noche rompemos, al otro día volvemos. Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos, baby.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Baby, tonight's like fuego. We about to spend the dinero. We party to the extremo, 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 extremo.
Ritmo.
No son ni Reebok ni Sonai, nah. Sin estilista luzco fly, yes. La Rosalía me dice que luzco guay. No te lo niego porque yo sé lo que hay. Lo que se ve no se pregunta, nah. Yo te espero y tengo claro que es mi culpa,
es mi culpa, culpa.
Como Canelo en el ring nada me asusta. Vivo en mi oasis y la paz no me la tumba. Hakuna Matata como Timón y Pumba. Voy pa' leyenda así que dale zumba. Los dejo ciego con la vibra que me alumbra. Haters pa' la tumba, nosotros pa' la rumba.
Toda la noche rompemos, al otro día volvemos. Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos, baby.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Baby, tonight's like fuego. We about to spend the dinero. We party to the extremo, baby.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Toda la noche rompemos, al otro día volvemos. Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos.
Styles upon styles upon styles, I got several. Born to be wild cause I live like a dead devil. Live it up, hit him up, that's a scenario. Tupac, I get around like a merry-go. Rooftop, I am on top of the pedestal. Flu shot, I am so sick I need medical. Rooftop, I learned that shit down in Mexico.
The rhythm, the rebel. New and improve, I be on a new level. That's how we do it, we build it like Lego. Feel on a fire, you're dealing with fuego. Can't stop, I am addicted, I never quit. Won't stop, don't need to speak to no therapist. Don't stop, keeping it moving's the narrative. Non stop, do it like whoop, there it is.
This is the rhythm, 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 rhythm of the night.
Toda la noche rompemos, al otro día volvemos. Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos.
Happy New Year!
Yes, 2020, here we are.
There's a new year, there's a new decade, there's a new host on the show.
Hey, 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 y'all.
Shout out to Jessica Lopez Lyman for being in the house and taking this new adventure of being my co-host on Latina Theory. She's not replacing Ariana Henice. She's starting a new journey on where Ariana Henice left it off. But our hearts are with Ariana and our support as she ventures onto a new chapter And we're excited for all of her endeavors and what she's going to be updating us on Latina Theory. We can't wait for her to visit us soon.
Yes, absolutely. Much love to Ari and all the work she put in before this. Definitely excited to be joining you on this podcast. Had to add it to the list of resolutions. Become a podcast host. Check. So, yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm looking forward to things we got planned for the podcast for this year. So it's going to be great.
That's what's up. New things, new happenings. It's great to just jump on to a fresh new page, right? I feel like we're already in the second week of the new decade, but so much has happened. There's been a lot of chanclas.
Yes, absolutely.
To the face with this.
Yes, absolutely. I just keep thinking, I can't believe February is already almost here.
Right.
And it also feels like so much of the traumas and definitely, I know we'll talk more about Puerto Rico in a little bit, climate crisis, you know, everything. Of course, it doesn't stop just because we switched the page on the new year.
So, no.
Definitely still on the grind, but I think I sense a new energy of hope among people.
Yeah.
At least trying to go to the gym or something for the first few weeks, you know, whatever they need to feel revitalized.
Right? You got to be inspired to bring some change and accept criticism too, you know, like I definitely look forward to making a lot of differences in my life this year. Being a mom is a whole new journey. Speaking about being a mom, Jessica is going to be a new mom in April. April baby being born.
Yeah, I'm so excited. 26 weeks, about to be 27 weeks.
Oh my goodness.
I go so fast.
Yes.
I know, I can't believe third trimester is almost here. My goal is just don't fall on the ice.
No.
I just waddle around like a little penguin right now.
For those, we are in Minnesota. It does snow heavily and freeze. So, yeah, Jessica, just chill. We'll bring you things.
I know. It's been a very humbling experience trying to accept help. You know, that's what I keep working on. Mm. People have been really generous. People have been really fantastic in just, you know, trying to give material things that they've had, like donating their kids' old clothes or wanting to bring us food or this and that. And it's been a great experience for me to learn to say, okay, yes, thank you.
Good.
I know that I accept it. You know,
I got a whole bunch of stuff for you now that Loisa's 9 months.
Oh my God, so fast.
It's so fast, so fast.
So, whoa. Do you have any resolutions for the year? You do that or?
You know, being consistent more with our listeners and our fans of Latina Theory. I feel like last year there was so much that good things, you know, and challenges at the same time, but trying to get a rhythm of being a mom and still being me, just having a new badge, you know, to rock, and that's number one. So, but my resolution is to be able to give out as much of myself and dedicated to this podcast.
That's great.
But also to recognize my resolution of last year and keep it in, but recognizing self-care is important too, and learning how to say no and accepting that to certain things that I just need to focus my lens on, you know.
Absolutely.
So my resolution is that, and staying healthy and trying to get toned. I'm trying to get my nalgas toned again. So any gym techniques, hit them up at latinatheory@gmail.com.
Yeah, send them out your way.
Yeah. How about you?
Well, see, I don't really do resolutions with the Gregorian year. For my birthday, I pick 3 words every year. So my 3 words for my birthday, which was in August, were and still are. Now let's see if my pregnancy brain allows me to remember them. gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Abundance, because I think we live in such a world of scarcity, right? So trying to find where there's plentiful.
Oh, for sure.
Right? Like energetically, there's always enough, but some people are selfish as hell, which we'll talk about probably later in the podcast too, right? Taking up too much space and resources, but really thinking about abundance. And then my last one is sustainability. Mm-hmm. Like you know, sustainability in terms of the goals I set, finances, trying to get that together. And just also the self-care sustainability.
Straight up. Self-care is important.
I definitely want our listeners to send us what they've been working on. I think, you know, everyone's really good about resolutions the first 2 weeks. Yep. And then once February hits, they're like, wait, what? Dry January is over then. People are drinking again, you know? So let's all hold each other accountable and be a nice community where we can be consistent.
Right.
Yeah. Send us your success stories.
Yes. You don't have to just send us the problems, you know? Yes. You can also send us the uppers, right?
Right.
So definitely. We're going to go into hitting you off with some more information here on the Latina Theory podcast. But let's play some music and get everything vibrant and staying warm if you're in these frozen tundras of the polar vortex like us up here in el norte. Pues entonces vamos a bailar un poco with a little Rosalía and Ozuna.
Yo por ti, tú por mí, yo por ti, tú por mí, yo por ti, tú por mí.
Yo por ti, tú por mí, yo por ti, tú por mí, yo por ti, tú por mí.
Pongo a los grilletes.
Mami.
Colgando del cuello los juguetes.
Del cuello los juguetes.
Rodeado de flores y billetes.
De flores y billetes.
Estamos worldwide a machete.
Sí, sí.
Y mira, Bang Bang, si con nosotros te entromete.
Pa, pa, pa.
No quiere que lo apriete.
Claro.
Me da igual si tu amor me compromete.
Nah. Me da igual.
Contigo apuesto hasta el número 7.
7.
Si me entrego que tú me sujetes.
Please.
Yo por ti, tú por mí, que me pongan los grilletes.
Los grilletes.
Somos dos cantantes como los de antes. El respeto es en boletos y diamantes. Se me para el corazón solo con mirarte. Tú me cante.
Somos dos cantantes como los de antes. El respeto en boleto y diamante. Se me para el corazón loco mirarte. Porque a ti te canto pa' que tú me cante.
Yo por ti, tú por mí. Yo por ti, tú por mí. Yo por ti, tú por mí.
Yo por ti, tú por mí. Yo por ti, tú por mí. Yo por ti, tú por mí.
Póngalo, billete.
Yo por ti, tú por mí. Yo por ti, tú por mí. Yo por ti, tú por mí.
Yo por ti, tú por mí. Yo por ti, tú por mí.
Por ti,
y yo por ti, tú por mí, ¿quién lo diría? Eres única, mamacita Rosalía. Tiene el poder que mi mente desvía. Yo por ti por ahí me tiraría. Tiene lo que otra no tenía. Muy diferente a lo que de ti me decían. Choque con tu química, que suelte la mía. Lo que tengo lo gastaría porque tus ojos me brillarían. Y es que, ¿quién lo diría? Canta en la esquina, este sazón sonaría. Choque con tu química, suelta la mía. Lo que tengo lo gastaría porque tus ojos me brillarían.
Somos dos cantantes como los de antes. El respeto es en boletos y diamantes. Se me para el corazón loco mirarte. Busca a ti te canto pa' que tú me cantes.
Somos dos cantantes como los de antes. El respeto en boletos y diamantes. Se me para el corazón loco mirarte. Porque a ti te canto pa' que tú me cantes.
Yo por ti, tú por mí. Yo por ti, tú por mí. Yo por ti, tú por mí.
Yo por ti, tú por mí, yo por ti, tú por mí, yo por ti, tú por mí.
Yo por ti, tú por mí, yo por ti, tú por mí, yo por ti, tú por mí.
Yo
por ti, tú por mí, yo por ti, tú por mí, yo por ti, tú por mí.
Yo por ti, tú por mí, yo por ti, tú por mí, yo por ti, tú por mí. La Rosalía, mira, ¿quién lo diría? Que tal la esquina esta sazón sonaría. ¿Quién lo diría? Que tal la esquina esta sazón sonaría. Por ti, ¿quién lo diría? Que tal la esquina esta sazón sonaría. ¿Quién lo diría?
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
And we're back here on the Latina Theory. Let's get you hit up with some local Latinx news. J-Lo got snubbed at the Oscars. Ooh. So white again.
So white. I know. I was reading some article and they're like, we can't say so white because they allowed one black woman to be nominated. I'm like, we can still say so
one
white.
Black. Like, one black woman.
Like, come on. I mean, and did you see Hustlers?
Of course I seen Hustlers.
Yes,
I went
too.
To the movies with my mama to see Hustlers. It was lit.
Yes, I really appreciated it. You know, I think, I mean, of course, we know her and like kind of a jack of all trades with her dancing and music.
But
and,
still.
But she's, I think what a lot of people forget is that when she starred Miss Selena, and I know as Chicanas we're all so sad because the Boricua was
get over it.
But she was the highest paid Latina actress at the time for $1 million for that film. You know, like she's already made so many headways.
$1 million. Well, I'll remind you, like Jennifer Aniston at the time, and I mean the list that could go on. Gwyneth Paltrow were getting, you know, $15 million, $20 million.
Absolutely. But when I was looking this stuff up, I was like, wait, you mean to tell me that there has not been a Latina nominated for an acting role since 1993 with Miss Rosie Perez?
Rosie, pretty much.
So
it's a hot mess.
Yeah, not surprising. And to be honest with you, a lot of the films that they nominated, I'm just not even interested in. I like The Joker. I was down for that.
Yep.
But
that was phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean,
Joaquin Phoenix.
He killed it. The role was just, brilliant. The way he contoured his bodies, the gesture, so much he brought to that.
Yep.
But other than that, like, Little Women gets nominated for a million.
Man.
This is the second remake in my lifetime.
I don't want to go there.
I mean, we just got to be.
I don't even want to go there about the Little Women. Uh-oh. I seen the preview of Little Women while I went to go see Queen and Slim.
Okay.
And
wait, that was a preview for Queen
yes,
Slim?
That is it was in the. And so, like, you got to think the whole theater. We were like, why? What you're funding this a story, and it's all about these little white girls, and it's like, why not fund? Why, first of all, why are Latino films? Why are Black films still struggling to get our stories out? You know, and we don't have these blockbuster budgets. And then if we do get it, they see the outcome. They're the number one film. We're the consumers. We're the ones going out there to see it. So why not ask us what the hell we want to write about and what stories we want to share? Because
absolutely,
it's controlled, okay? It's controlled.
I mean, the only thing that's giving me a little ray of hope for the future, because when I was also at the theater for Queen and Slim, we saw, no, was it Queen and Slim? Or the lightest movie we were at? Oh, we saw Just Mercy. That's
the lightest or the latest?
The latest. The same thing. But we saw Just Mercy, and I had already seen this preview before I had gone to Just Mercy, but in the Heights, they previewed on the big screen.
I'm excited for that, for sure.
I'm so excited.
Anthony Ramos, come on, man.
Right? I love that play, teaching that play, now seeing it on the big screen. I'm excited. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe we have something to look forward to with the Oscars, but I'm not even going to hold my breath, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's like, that shouldn't be our standard. We know, as gente, what our standard is in terms of what we value, the stories we want to hear, the creative producers and actors, actresses that do this work. And I think about all the time, whether it's film, you know, shout out to folks like Adelina Anthony out in California, doing these independent queer Latinx films.
Yep.
Or folks like Vida for Stars that are breaking the waves. And
yep,
they were nominated for some things in terms of the TV world. But yeah, poor J-Lo.
Yeah, it's like folks going, well, it's just she's doing J-Lo. I'm like, no, she's not. J-Lo does not act like the artist, or I'm sorry, the artist, the stripper in Hustlers. It's a completely different character. Mm-hmm. And so for somebody to say, oh, she's just doing herself, she's not. And that woman is 50 years old. And you show me one of your 50-year-old homegirls that's up there in tacones and looking amazing, looking better than your own homegirls that are in their 20s and 30s.
Right.
You know, like, sure, she's a millionaire. She's got the budget to do and training. But at the same time, her work ethic is the reason why she's J-Lo.
Absolutely.
You may not agree with her. You may not like her or be a fan. But that woman has been working for over 25 years in an industry that is not here to serve her, and obviously still doesn't.
And still doesn't, absolutely. And the character, the writing of it, I was actually surprised. Like, when I went to Hustlers, I was like, oh, it's about to be, cheesy, lighthearted. I'm gonna see
it was good.
Cardi B. I'm gonna, in her previous role, you know,
Lizzo.
I'm gonna see all the folks, you know, up there shaking their nalgas. And I was really surprised at the complexity of the film and how they showed these women in terms of the structural barriers they had to navigate and
the lifestyle.
Really trying to, you know, figure out like where do you draw the line in terms of when your hustling starts to bleed into hustling the people that are closest to you.
Yeah.
You know, and so I felt that her character deserved a lot more.
Yeah, definitely. J-Lo, you may not get nominated for an Oscar, but, you know, we see you.
Yeah, we give you our Chingona Award.
You know, you'll have to get, like, the Rita Moreno Lifetime Achievement Award someday, I guess, because it's obvious that the Oscars still leave us out. I mean, the Academy definitely has been inviting more Latinos to be on board. I know that Alma Martinez has a vote.
Oh, that's good.
And Danny Trejo, yep. But even her, she'll tell you, you know, it's a needle in a haystack when it comes to Latinos there. So speak up, keep creating gente, and let's continue to support each other. That's the most important, right? We're going to go into, speaking of exciting about upcoming films, we've got artists like Anthony Ramos, who does star in the new Lin-Manuel In the Heights, who's a Boricua who has been advocating as well for what's happening on the island with the earthquakes. I mean, the continuous earthquakes that are happening to our Boricuas on the island and affecting all the Boricuas. It's like, here we go again with another world catastrophe. It shows, you know, Mother Earth she's mad. She's tired.
Absolutely. And I just think, you know, I watched the debate, the Democratic debates last night. Did you watch that?
I just kind of skimmed through Twitter line.
You're missing nothing.
Yeah.
You know, talk about so white. Hashtag the Democratic debates. But yeah, just up there thinking about when they were responding to different things. There are very few people, I think Bernie did make a little bit of the connection, but who aren't talking about the climate crisis in relationship to migration.
Yep.
Right? And if we want to talk about borders and things that are happening, the majority of folks that are refugees in the world are refugees because of climate crisis.
Yep.
And then economics. So I my heart's out in Puerto Rico. I know you've been doing a lot of work with folks here organizing. Do you want to give us any updates about what's been going on?
You know, speaking with folks on the island since it's happened, I mean, it's in the south that are feeling it the hardest. The whole island's shaking, right? But the south region and the cities like Guanica, Guayanilla, Ponce, Yauco, Lares, we can keep going, but those specific towns have been hit. I mean, it's tent city. I have plugs on the island, whether they're with major organizations like the Red Cross, that are updating us, along with grassroots organizations and nonprofits that El Fondo has been doing continued work with, that are saying we need our community. We're not depending on this government. It's killed thousands of ours in the last 2 years because the death number doesn't go down when there's no funding and access to mental health, to education, to yada, you know, the list goes on and on, right? Sigue. It creates an epidemic of this catastrophe physically and mentally. So now with this earthquake, the nightmares of Maria have reflourished into a whole nother dynamic. So we're on ground here in Minnesota doing fundraising efforts to send to those central locations in the south that need the help when it comes to housing, when it comes to emergency medical aid. But we've got our main sources are the people, are those grassroots organizers, are the ones that are walking with their machetes, cutting through those fields, getting people out, are the doctors that are donating their time, don't want a dime to see people.
Yeah, I was thinking about the midwives and now being pregnant. You know, I remember you put me up on that, thinking about it during the hurricane. You know, you were, you know, pregnant and going through things, and I just think about the elders always, but then the pregnant women, you know.
Those three, like the elders, the women, and the children, because it's real. There's what happens when you're 9 months pregnant and you're not allowed to go back in your house? You know, what happens when you're a young girl who's going through their menstrual cycle and there's no resources? So I always tell people, they go, how can I help? I'm like, find what's near to you, because there's a lot of help that's needed. What are you an expert in? Even if it's just gathering emergency supplies and right. sending them to an address on the island, we can provide those addresses. So go to elfondoboricua.org. You can contact at elfondoboricua.org for more information on how the avenues that I'm working on with other folks in our community. And if you're listening in from other states, contact with your Puerto Rican communities or even outside. Those allies are important too. We need any help helps.
Absolutely.
But right now we're focusing on mental health and emergency aid and housing. This is a long-term thing, and they're not stopping. So yeah, if you're down with fracking, then look at what you're down with. You're down with people losing physical and mental contributions to
absolutely.
Their lives.
Absolutely. When we think
lives.
About the climate crisis, we know whether it's locally here in the Twin Cities, mm-hmm. nationally, internationally, it's Black and brown Native people. They're the ones who experience at higher rates the catastrophes of the climate crisis than anyone else. And yet they're the ones that produce the least amount of impact for climate crisis that we're in. So definitely check that out. We'll also put links on the show notes for folks.
Yeah.
And I know we're always going to get that one person that's like, are these organizations vetted?
Yes, they are. Like, I'm so tired of
these. These are family. Yeah. These are deep community relations.
Yeah.
So I definitely, you know, just as a...
And if you want to ask, go ahead. But everything's there. And, you know, it's you listen to your intuition.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be over here forcing people to do something that they don't want to do. But I will be dedicating my time to making sure that those... funds go to where they need to go.
Absolutely. And another thing I would say is, if you know, beyond the monetary donations, gathering materials, we're also in a deep election season, both on local level and national. And when people hit you up, I get texts all the time from the Warren campaign mm-hmm. or the Bernie or whatever, asking what issues are important. Plug Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Plug climate
discuss
crisis.
Puerto Rican policy.
Exactly. Yep. You know, because we know for damn sure 45 ain't doing nothing. Talk about blocking funds.
Yeah. Puts
like,
a thumb down.
Forget Ukraine. Let's talk about blocking funds for the island right now. So.
Yep. But it's out there. Info's out there, and any little bit helps. So thank you for those that have been hitting us up on that. We're going to get into some more music. Speaking about Anthony Ramos, he's got a new album that just came out in October. He's been on tour. Man's hot, man, from In the Heights to Hamilton to now his solo project with The Good and the Bad. Here's Anthony Ramos's song. I like this song. It's called Isabella.
Hey, babe. How's it going? I just need a minute to talk. Can you stop? Whatever you're doing,
you're still moving.
You've been working hard of late, long hours, long days. So I booked us a flight for tonight out of JFK.
JFK.
Let's go. It's like in the movies. We can just fly, grab a ride, and drive to the boonies. There ain't no time to think, only time to sink into my arms under the stars with a drink. Yeah, baby. Let's go. Better than the moments that we make it forever.
always gonna go through this and that.
This and that.
But in the end, it's all gonna be worth it. So take your time for you, cause you deserve it.
So don't worry about your job.
Don't worry.
Whoever you was gonna meet tomorrow. Already get the dogs on my mom. Got the crib locked up, keep calm.
Keep calm. It's just you and me.
Baby.
Mojitos on the beach. Everything you need where the ocean meets the sea.
Let's go.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
So, have you been following these flash mobs that have been taking place?
Man, I have been. And that's what's going to open up our next segment of the Guerreras of the episode. Yo.
Yo.
If you don't know, now you know. Because we're not taking any... Like, mujeres are like, I'm fed up.
Yes, absolutely. You know, this... is a really critical time for mujeres putting their bodies physically out on the streets. And in, well, I guess we could say last year, right? But a few months ago in Chile, these women got together. They did a flash mob. Women and femmes got together, did this flash mob, had this whole dance, choreographed dance and anthem talking about you're the rapist, right? You're the one that violated. And it went viral. And then folks all around the world in different countries started mixing it with their own flavor, with their own cultura.
Yep.
You know, maybe modifying the dance. But the words pretty much stayed the same. And a few days ago, when Harvey Weinstein was being prosecuted, right, the trial starting, the courthouse, over 100 women staged a similar flash mob, all dressed in black with different accents of red.
Yep.
And they did the dance. They sang the chant. I saw some videos going viral of them in the subways in New York. It was dope.
Yeah, I was right in Manhattan outside the courthouse, and they were targeting Weinstein and Trump.
Absolutely, and Trump too.
I mean, you can check out some great footage that Democracy Now! Has on their website, and it just basically, this movement of women braiding amongst each continent, I think it's very powerful, and it also shows how we can utilize social media in a way to be able to make change instead of wasting our time trolling around. You know, like these are the subjects of how we can revolutionize our contemporary platforms. You know.
Exactly. And, you know, I think this continues. I was reading a few weeks ago that the Zapatistas, they do their annual gatherings. They've been doing these women gatherings. And they had another one this year in Caracol, in Mexico. Over 3,000 women came to align themselves with the Zapatistas. And they had a four-day, what they're calling the second international meeting of women who fight. And the theme for this year, they were really wanting to target violence against women. And so there were over, I think, almost 50 countries represented. And one of the main kind of conversations that they kept having over and over was, how do you stop the violence in your local neighborhood, in your area, in your community? And what lessons can we take and share with each other so that we can really look at, on a global scale, how women can stop the violence that's being inflicted upon them. And, you know, I just have so much respect for the Zapatistas and their machingonas, because they also had, of course, the women that were holding arms, that were protecting the circle. And then they did the event. I think it was 3 days. And, of course, it incorporated art, music into the work as well. But I definitely, when I get discouraged, I think of these flash mobs. I think of the Zapatista gatherings and how these are energetic shifts that are happening.
Yeah.
And they're important in terms of creating friction against all the chaos that we've been experiencing.
It's a reminder that once we feel like we're tackled down by something, that there's somebody there to inspire and keep the work going and tell us not to give up.
Absolutely. So. And I think that's, you know, also one of the things we're trying to think about in this podcast this year is who are some of the local, national, what are the topics that we're really thinking about in terms of the violence that's inflicted upon women, in terms of the educational system, mm-hmm. the healthcare system, definitely, you know, you being a mother, new mother, me becoming a mother, thinking about that whole medicalization of birth, mm-hmm. lots of violence is happening there. Whether thinking about insulin, which you've talked a lot about in the past, yep. and the work you continue to do, prisons, you know, so just really highlighting that as well throughout the year of the podcast. That's something that I know we're both looking forward to and trying to take that Zapatista spirit with us.
Yeah.
Thinking about how are we doing it on a local level, which then translates also to the work in alliance with folks that are doing this nationally and globally.
Man, speaking of nationally and globally, it's going to lead us into our next artist on Latina Theory's playlist with Ilez Turumba. Ilez has been leading these protests of women in Puerto Rico and taking initiatives in our nation's capital in D.C. And she's on tour. You can catch her kicking off her tour. She'll be in Dallas on February 25th. Here's Ilez. And this is tu rumba.
Yo no sé si es el rabito de tus ojos que está buscando encontrarse con lo mío, pero siento que hay un algo tuyo que me llama entre medio de tanto gentío. Yo no sé si tu silencio me está hablando. Yo no sé si nos habremos conocido o si es mi locura que anda delirando y que al final soy solo yo que lo imagino. Hermosura que sale de ti flotando hasta llegar a mí. No sé si tu rumba vaya con mi mambo, pero tú tienes lo que estoy necesitando. No sé si tu rumba vaya con mi mambo, pero tienes lo que estoy necesitando. Yo no quiero confundir las emociones, esto puede que no vaya a funcionar. Nuestro ritmo ya tiene su propio peso y no sé si la clave pueda aguantar. Dime al menos lo que pasa por tu mente.
Coming up into our healthy curandera remedies, can you smell your way to a better brain?
Ooh, well, my baby ate my brain, so I would love to have a better brain.
You know, we have trouble focusing. There's so much stuff happening in the world, and Latinx fit right into it, each pocket. It's kind of like when you go to the hospital. I go to the doctor, and they're like, check if anything you have this or anyone in your family, and I may have it or not, and I just put the long line down. You're like, health, diabetes, eyes, good, you know, like somebody in your family. When you're Latino, what is it? What is it? What is it? It's like these chain reactions that even if we're not born and we don't have it, somebody in our family does, you know? So, but I always look at a form of being able to deal with everything from stress, mental, physical, with scents. You know, I'd love to find things that smell good, things that are fresh, things that are natural. I mean, especially natural. There's a lot of those toxins that you can spray, and you know, we want to keep it 100.
Yeah, like I organic. Think about, like, for a while I had a niece that was all into the Bath and Body Works and just having to go buy something from there gave me a headache. So I'm like, not synthetic.
Yeah.
The natural smell vibe I'm with you on.
On it. So, it's, you know, it's a wildly underrated member of the five senses. Your sense of smell, obviously the power that it has for your brain is large. You know, think about it. When you smell something, it should be able to motivate you, allow you to process as much as possible. And it also can heal you from your fears. It's something that the National Library of Medicine, when it comes to senses, helps those who may not be able to visually either connect with something as well.
Oh, that makes sense.
You know, handle trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that when I was in delivery with my baby, one of my, you can set up a birth plan, good luck with it. Okay, that's always told, you know, don't think that your birth plan is going to go with it, because I knew just by other mujeres who were having babies at the same time that didn't go that route. I was like, let's have a checklist. How about that? You know? So my part was making sure that I was in aromatherapy.
Yes.
And that I had lavender and eucalyptus, because it was cold outside. I felt like, you know, that could help just bring clarity. So just learning about different oils that you like and different scents that you like, candles being burned.
Copal, sage. Palo Santo.
It's the sage year, according to the Letra Vifa. So a lot of santeros you're going to see hitting up a lot of indigenous folks for sage. But I definitely had lavender taped all over my body and like algodones, like cotton balls. And so like the first scent that my daughter knows is lavender. And still to this day, like if she's having trouble falling asleep, I'll have some lavender burning and a few oils burning or just placed on her pillow and she
it's
knocks
beautiful.
Out.
The lavender is like my go-to right now on the Epsom salt, because being pregnant, you can't have a lot of things, right? I can't, like, I love clary sage oil. I love it so much, but that's a big no-no right now because it's an abortion rate. It gets things moving.
Mm-hmm.
But please believe me, once I hit that marker when the baby's ready, I'm going to be using that. But any type of scent, I think is so necessary. And also how we mark memory with scent. So much of when we think about our food,
yep.
or maybe that first crush you had that smelled like...
I know a few exes that I don't ever want to smell.
Maybe it's the negative where you're like, please don't let me see that. You know, like this was so cheap.
Your husband's like, you like this cologne? I don't like it anymore.
I know, I'm like, but see, then like some like a... Blue, what was it called? Blue water? Blue cooler?
Cool blue water. Cool water.
Cool water, there you go. I feel like everybody I knew, no matter what your gender was, everybody wore that. And myself was like, so that just like makes me nostalgic for high school.
Definitely.
You know, or CK1 or something.
Tommy
like
girl.
Yes. Yeah, my guy, he's like, he got me, he's trying to make me smell good. But
it's important.
It is. I'm wearing some blue, I don't even see. See, the baby took the brain. I need to start smelling. And more things.
But
definitely, I think also making your own blends with different oils. But
hit up Nay, essential oils and butters by Nay. She's local and she comes up with some amazing stuff. She even has a line of mine that It's not discontinued. It'll be back on the stands again, but the Coquito Island one is my favorite. Coconut, yes. Shea butter and mango. But she has some awesome stuff. You can check her out online. Google Nay Butter or hit us up and we'll shoot you the contact. But yeah, make sure your aromatherapy is on point. Also helps out in the kitchen to cook and smell and see what you're putting in your bodies. All of that on our healthy curandera tips.
And we'll drop some more too on our social media. Maybe some different remedies, remedios that we love too.
Yes.
And before we wrap up, I just want to do a quick little review. I was on break in between the semesters here and read some books for pleasure, but I read Juliet Takes a Breath by Gabby Rivera. I don't read a lot of YA ever, but I was really inspired. Shout out to Janata Petrus for her dope YA book, and she put me up on Gabby's work. So Juliet Milagros Palante, she's from the Bronx, young woman trying to figure out her sense of the world. She moves for an internship in the summer to Portland, and it's just a beautiful book about coming of age, coming out, trying to understand your sexuality, your body, your relationship to your gender, to womanhood. A lot of different race politics as well, thinking about women of color, feminists versus white feminist culture. So definitely want to recommend that book. It came out in 2016. I feel like it has, you know, won a few awards. It's won the Independent Publisher Book Award for gay, lesbian, bi, trans fiction, but definitely think it needs some more attention. So if you have a young person in your life that you think, you know, would be applicable to, gift it to them. Include it in your syllabi. Think about just reading it for fun. I read it in a night. Well, you know, I'm like a crazy reader, but yeah, just sat up there feeling this baby kick and reading the book. So definitely check it out. Juliet Takes a Breath by Gabby Rivera.
We are so grateful for you tuning in to Latina Theory's new episode of the new decade, 2020. We're on to this vision. Let's keep it together. Before I let you go, though, I want to hit you with some current events that are happening here locally in the Twin Cities. Speaking about helping Puerto Rico a lot on this episode, as always, January 28th, it's a Tuesday. We're kicking off a 7 to 10 all ages fundraising event called Más Fuerza. Proceeds will go to El Fondo Boricua, organizations that we support in the South that are helping and need the most aid right now. That's going to be at Pimento in Minneapolis. Shout out to Tufawan for helping coordinate this event and engaging others. Also, Jessica, you've got some events coming up too that you want to talk about.
There's a dope event. They actually had to reschedule because so many people were trying to come out for it. It's put on by Forecast Public Art, but it's called Decolonizing Public Art Part 2 from Puerto Rico to Manukea. And it's featuring Olivia Levins Holden. Shout out to her, queer Boricua muralist. So that will be Thursday, February 6th at Heart of the Beast in Mass Theater, which is on Lake. Over south from 6 to 7:30. Definitely want to support this conversation of folks talking about decolonizing public art, especially also wanting to make a plug for Heart of the Beast that continues to grind it out and try to become more racially just in their productions.
Right on. And another event we've got coming up, this one's near and dear to my heart because it's been months and months of coordinating with other Latinx artists in the city. It's called Latin Expoles. It's happening February 7th, a Twin City celebration of Latinx movement through art, ritmo, and dance. Shout out to Copal and Unidos as well, who are collaborating and finding ways to help those who want to know about resources in the city to help between immigration policy, health services, voter registration. Not only are we going to be showcasing artwork from artist Misael Lopez, who's in Puerto Vallarta. He was deported 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago. back to Mexico, but he had been here since he was 3 years old, graduated from Highland, artist, amazing Mexicano visual artist and organizer. And he's actually started the art district collaboration that's happening in Puerto Vallarta.
That's
so he's going to be sending visuals for our live stage performance. And I get to rock, and the DJs of the night are Christian Baca and Queen Duin, and Chico Chavez will be doing live percussion under a curation vision by Reynaldo Lara of Electric Machete. So cool collaborations.
Yes, stuff. Is it 18 or 21?
It's 18 plus with your valid ID, so bring your paperwork, whatever, your YMCA card. I'm hoping that people will be a lot nicer at the door these times, since Fine Line has new ownership. Yes. There's new owners, so if you have an ugly pass with them, we are in there to do a new limpia under a new direction and vision. And the space is really for our Latinx folks and for our allies who want to celebrate our movement. So come, have fun, dance, and if you want to learn how you can be active in the community, there'll be organizations there to get you involved.
That's what's up. And make sure you hit up El Fondo again.
We'll at fondoboricua.org. And FYI, January 28th is event at Pimento, as well as Latin Expolis on February 7th at the Fine Line. Those proceeds of the door and ticket sales will be going to elfondoboricua.org to help the SUD. Much love, mi gente. Hit us up on Twitter at Latina Theory, Instagram at Latina Theory, and Facebook at Latina Theory.
Yes. All right, y'all. Peace out. We will definitely be having some shows in the end of this month in February showcasing specifically education, looking at ethnic studies, powerful Latina leaders in education, policy work around teachers of color, and then move on to some birth workers as well as some special hosts and guests for the show. So, yeah, my first show with you officially.
Congratulations. Bra, bra, bra. Ariana Hennies, hit us up, girl. We'll holler at you later. And we got this.
Peace.
Pa'lante.
Yeah.